Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith. I am so glad that you're here with me today. Wherever you're listening from, whether you're driving to work, sitting in the school pickup line, getting ready for practice, or just maybe some quiet time on a walk or on the treadmill. And I think that this episode is really going to speak to a lot of people because today we're going to be talking something about, I don't think that we've ever covered. And so we've dived into different topics and we've talked about the people in scripture and we've talked about different topics in scripture. But how about something that might sound real simple, but it's actually kind of life-changing once you get it right. And it's how to read the Bible. Now, before you start to scroll or stop listening, Tracy, I already know how to read. Hang with me, because we're not talking about just reading the words on the page. I'm talking about hearing from God himself through his word. And you know, the Bible is the only book that reads you back. Every time that you open it, it exposes your heart, your motives, your fears, and your faith. It's alive. It sharpens you like a two-edged sword. And that comes from Hebrews 4:12. And it tells us, and today, we're going to be talking about how to read the scripture in a way that makes it come alive and practical and transformational. And so let's start here. Why do we even read this book? I mean, it was written so long ago. Like, does it even apply to me now? I mean, it's so outdated. There's nothing in it for me. Some people read it because they think they're supposed to. Some because they're in a Bible plan with their friends and they don't want to fall behind. Others because they're desperate. Like, God, I need you to speak to me right now or I'm going to lose it. And let me tell you, I've been in all three of those places. But the real reason that we read the Bible is because it's the way that God reveals himself, one way, because he reveals himself in so many ways. But this is just a personal way that he can speak to you. And it's how he speaks to a lot of us. And it's how we learn. It's not to like overwhelm you. It's how we learn who he is, not who we imagine him to be, not what culture says he is, but who he really is. The Bible tells us a story of God's heart, his faithfulness, his justice, his mercy, his plan to redeem us through Jesus. So if you ever feel like God is silent, maybe he's just waiting for you to open the one place that he's already spoken. Think of it like this. You can't have a strong relationship with someone that you never listen to. And the Bible is God's voice on paper. So before you read, let's pause and let's pray something simple. Lord, open my eyes. Help me understand your word and let it shape me. That's it. You've just invited the author into the reading. And we've talked about this before. It doesn't have to be a long prayer. God, help me. Open my eyes. You see my heart. Fix what's broken in there. And so, as someone that never really read the Bible, like kind of growing up and had a King James version given to her whenever she got married, who had a dad that had a bunch of different Bibles and like all the things, it's choosing the right Bible. And so now let's talk about translation. And so if you're going to a Christian bookstore, if you're going to Barnes and Nobles, if you're going to go on Amazon, what is ESV, ABC, NLT, NKVJ, all these alphabets, looks like the alphabet soup. What is this stuff? Listen, the goal is not to sound smart. It's to understand what you're reading. And if you're teaching and love precision, we in seminary were told to get a NASB 1995, and they also have a 2020 version, which I have. And then ESV are excellent. But if you're new and want something easier to digest, NLT or CSB. And they're very simple. And if you're looking for a daily reading plan, sometimes you read both. I'll open the NASB for accuracy, and then I'll look at the NLT for clarity. God isn't impressed by the letters on your Bible spine. He's after the openness of your heart when you read it. You wouldn't try to learn a language in a dialect you don't understand. And the same applies here. Get a Bible that speaks to you. I had a King James Bible, and I was so frustrated trying to read that thing. I was having to look up everything. Brethren, art thou? What in the world? I am frustrated and I don't want to read you. Like, get away from me. And so then I went to the NIV, and then we had a pastor that talked about the ESV. Now in school, they're talking about the NASB. I have an NLT Bible. I have a new King James Bible because it was my dad's. And so it is, there's so many out there. You're going to open it and you're going to be like, yes, this fits my language. They even have a teen Bible. They even have a message version Bible. And so they have a ton of different Bibles that are out there that are just waiting for you to open it and just see if you like how it reads. And then you also have the digital Bible. So the YouVersion Bible app, it's free. It's full of amazing reading plans, audio options. Yes, you literally have the Bible read to you while you drive to Target. And please know that I have used that feature so many times. And that is why that's what my husband uses. He does not care to read. And he sits at the kitchen counter every morning and he listens to the Bible plan in the morning, and he has a scripture read to him. He is an audible learner versus a visual. He likes to listen to it versus sit down and read it. And also too, if you're driving late at night and you just need just to hear the word, I did that whenever my dad was being transferred to a different hospital. And so I just needed to hear scripture. And so the Bible read to me for 2.5 hours on my way up to Springfield. And so I chose to listen to the Gospels. And so I went and just started with Matthew and just let it read to me. And so it's just a great way just to sit back and relax and have that word just kind of penetrate your atmosphere. And so now here's a question that I get all the time. Where do you start? So if you're new, start with the Gospel of John. John focuses on who Jesus is, his heart, his words, the miracles and his missions. And I asked, and so that's even where our pastor says to start is in the book of John. And then I asked Derek and he's like, you know, I'm going to say James. And then Gia says that she would start in the book of Proverbs because it's the book of wisdom and you can kind of like skip around and you don't have to know the backstory. You don't have to know who the guy is. And it's just like, you can read a verse a day, or, you know, she listens to Bryce Crawford and she talks about how he has walked through Proverbs. And it's so important that the number one thing that you do is just buy a Bible. Get a Bible. Decide that you're going to do it. And then you can move into Acts to see what happens when ordinary people get filled with extraordinary faith. And then maybe go to Philippians or James for encouragement on practical living. And that's why my husband likes James so, so much is because it's just the way that you're supposed to live, just the way common ground is and just how you're supposed to be. And if you've been reading for a while, mix it up. Try reading one book from the Old Testament and one from the New, or follow a one-year Bible plan, not as a checklist, but as a rhythm. And here's what I tell you, my youth, is don't read to finish. Read to be changed. And that also is such a great thing. And I will be your first person to say, I don't like a reading plan in a year. I don't do them. I'm not going to do it. If I need to sit with Jesus in John 15 for 2 weeks, I'm going to sit with him in John 15, line by line, for 2 weeks, 2 months, until I have squeezed everything that I need to squeeze out of that. And I do feel like yearly, like gotta read through the year, and then you get behind and you get overwhelmed, and then you're just reading it just to checkmark the boxes. That's not changing you. That's rushing you. And so I don't like that concept. Like I'm not gonna do it. Now, that said, will I do it if he says do a reading plan in a year? Yes, I will follow what he has to say. But if I have anything to say about it, I don't want to be on a plan. I want to go where he leads me to in the morning, and that's it. And so with those, remarks, if you are a person that loves structure, then get a reading plan. If you are someone that needs a group, then do a Bible plan with somebody. And that way you have accountability, because it's quality over quantity. One verse that sticks in your heart is better than five chapters you can't remember. And don't skip the Old Testament. It is full of God's fullness and foreshadowing of Jesus. If you only read the New, you miss the setup for the story. Okay, so let's talk about how to read. Because a lot of people open their Bibles, read two verses, and thinks, I don't get it. And they close it. And I've been there. I've done that. So here are some frameworks that you can write down. You can come back to later on and make a tag or something on whatever you're listening to. And so two frameworks that can change how you look at it. And so the acronyms are SOAP and HEAR. SOAP stands for S, scripture. Write down one verse that stands out. O, observation. What's happening here? What's the main idea? A is application. What can I do with this? And P is pray. Talk to God about it, because he's going to be the one to reveal it to you. So, for example, if you read Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. And so that's your scripture. So what's your O? It might be Paul reminds believers to replace anxiety with prayer. What's your A? How I can choose prayer over panic. P, God, when I start to worry, remind me to come to you first. And that's how the word becomes alive. And so we have the acronym HEAR. And so H, highlight a verse that speaks to you. E, look up and explain what it means. A, apply it to your life. And R is respond in prayer, obedience, or action. And so you have to have a response. You have to have an action. You have to apply it. You have to apply it. And so that's what I go over all the time, is that you can read all the things, but if you do not apply it to your life, then what is the point? And you can do this as a family. If you're a teen, if you're on your own, it turns reading into reflection, and reflection turns into transformation. And so they were talking about that in class one day, and they were talking about, it's not about the grades. It's not about you getting 100%. It's not about you getting straight A's. It's about the transformation that God's going to do through you, through this school. And so I love straight A's. I like graduating magna cum laude. I like having 100%. And I have delved into a whole new world and just spoke with my advisor for 2 hours the other day. Because I'm coming from a totally different world, and it's just a different type of learning. And so just to let go of a grade and just be transformed and to use all the resources that he's given me, and to learn how to wrestle with him on things is such a different concept to me. And so here's the big thing that I don't want people to miss is context. And so you can grab a verse, post it on Instagram, or build a theology around it. We have to ask, who wrote this? Who are they writing it to? And what is happening historically? And for example, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Sounds great. We can use that for everything, a football game, a math test. But what's the context? Who said that? But Paul was in prison when he wrote that. He was saying, I can endure all things, hungry, hardship, imprisonment, because of Christ's strength. And so if you want to get into that, usually the front of every chapter is going to have context. Who wrote it, when they wrote it, why they wrote it, who they wrote it to. And so always going back to read that first page of that chapter and get a study Bible. In those verses that we just talked about, the NLT, the AST, this, you know, Christian Standard Bible, they have study Bibles. And then they will break it down to you verse by verse, or, you know, like chunk by chunk at the bottom of scripture. And so that just helps you, like, what is he saying? And then you go back to see what other people say. But know that if you are a follower of Christ, you do have the Holy Spirit that will illuminate things if you sit with him long enough. And also, too, a great study Bible, a great commentary, and I've said this before and I'll say it time and time again, is the Bible Project videos can really help you. So if you decide to start in James, if you decide to start in John, if you decide to start in Proverbs, YouTube, the Bible Project, and pick the video of where you're going to read, and he will break it down to exactly what you need to know, who wrote it, why they wrote it, and then it just makes it come alive because it's animation. Don't think it's childish. Don't think this. It's foolish. Don't think anything of that nature, because you're wanting to get closer to God, and there is nothing silly about anything. There's no dumb questions. There's nothing. And he sees your heart posture. He sees, like, okay, like, and you're like in your back bedroom or you're on your phone and you're like, oh my gosh, this is like for kids. Have childlike faith. Go to him and be like, I don't understand this. Help me. And having, you know, a good study Bible, having a good commentary and a great video to watch really just kind of illuminates that. And so the Bible isn't meant to stay on the page. It's meant to live in you. And so write verses on sticky notes, keep a journal, pray scriptures out loud, and ask yourself, what does this teach me about God? What does this reveal about me? And that is just, there's days I just wonder, like, why haven't you given up on me yet? I'm just like, it's hard. And it reveals so much about your heart posture, what is in there. And you think that you've squeezed out all of that, like anger and bitterness and jealousy and like all the things. And you think that you've squeezed it out of there. And then you'll read something and you're like, oh, it's still in there. It's still in there. And then why and what do I need to change? And so whenever you start applying what you read, that's when it sticks. The Holy Spirit doesn't illuminate the text. He illuminates you. And I had a person the other day, and I was like, so are we still connected to the vine? And she was just like, absolutely. She was like, I was talking with this older gentleman, and he was just like, I can just see God in your eyes. I can just see Jesus in your eyes. And so to have that Jesus glow because you have left his presence, just like whenever Moses leaves his presence after coming off the mountain, he's glowing. And then so also too, me and Derek were listening to Francis Chan the other day on our walk. And he was just like, I'm not your Moses. I'm not the person that can go up to the mountain. The veil was torn. Jesus paid the price. Go to God yourself. Go to your mountain. I'm not your Moses. Quit sucking off of your pastors, your preachers, your people. You go talk to him. And I found it like so like awesome that he said that, because we look to people, we look to these like famous pastors and like all these people to feed us. When we can go to the mountain ourselves, the veil has been torn and you can glow and he can illuminate you just like he can illuminate anybody. There's nobody better than anybody. We're all on the same playing field. He has no favorites. And it's about that intimacy that you build, and you get so excited to get up in the morning. And it's because you're building a rhythm of that in your life. Consistency matters more than an intensity. And so I have that, and I've said it before on the podcast, keep it simple, saint. You don't have to read for an hour. Start with 10 minutes. Start with praying before you get out of bed. Morning, lunch, and before bed. Be intentional. Set reminders if you have to. Just use a plan. Find a Bible buddy, accountability person that has the intentions into habits. God honors consistency. He meets you every time you show up, because he's never left. We leave him. And so what happens when you don't understand? And if you don't understand something, don't panic. It's okay. Even pastors, seminary students, educational doctorate people wrestle with scripture, ask questions, research, and above all, pray for revelation. Pray that he just illuminate what that scripture means. And John 14:26 says that the Holy Spirit will teach you and remind you the truth. So lean in. And understanding grows with time and relationship. And so I want to leave you with this. The Bible isn't about information. It's about transformation. It's not a textbook. It's a love letter that I feel is a love letter. And the more you read it, the more you realize it's about the love of God. It's not about rules. It's about a relationship. God's word is living and breathing and relevant to every part of your life, your school, your family, your job, your anxiety, your purpose. So don't overthink it. Just start. Because whenever you open your Bible, heaven opens. And so we would love to pray for you. And so, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for yesterday. Thank you for these listeners. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you are speaking to us through scripture, for the truth that corrects, that comforts, that strengthens. Give us the hunger for your word like never before. Help us not just read it, but live it. Transform our hearts whenever we open your book. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. And so we hope that this episode helped you guys. And if it did, share it with a friend. Share it with somebody that is trying to get into scripture, like making God's work a movement and not a moment. Thanks for hanging out with us on Fostering Faith. Until next time, keep growing your faith, trusting, and keep fostering your faith in every part of your life. And then also too, since you stuck around to the end, I had a question and I would like some comments on there. If you feel like a Fostering Faith 5-minute daily snack would be beneficial. And so you know that I pray on social media. I pray on YouTube every day. I pray on social, like TikTok and all the things. I post a prayer every day. And so would a daily Bible snack be helpful for you guys? And so leave it in a comment. Let us know. Make sure that you rate and review. And so it can kind of grow our podcast. And so we appreciate you guys. We love you. We will see you next week.